The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Okay, so I like to build on the guided meditation I did earlier, talk a little bit about simplicity, and we'll start with this story from the suttas. And so there was this person who was a king, and he decided to leave. So he walks away from the palace. He decides to leave that life, the whole royalty life, and become a monastic, become a follower of the Buddha. So he leaves the palace and becomes a monastic. His name is Badiya. And he goes out and lives in the forest, meditating, do a lot of meditation out under the trees, maybe sometimes alone in a hut, these kinds of things. And while he was meditating, some of the other monastics could hear him, like, kind of whispering, "Oh, what happiness! Oh, what bliss!" And they all thought, "Oh, Badiya, he's remembering his former life when he was a king. He's not meditating. He's just daydreaming or fantasizing or just rehashing what used to happen." So they went and told the Buddha, "Hey, this Badiya person doesn't really seem like he's meditating." So the Buddha calls him and then asks Badiya directly, "Is it true that sometimes when you're meditating, you're whispering, 'Oh, what happiness! Oh, what bliss!'" And Badiya says, "Yes, it is true." And then he says, and then Buddha asks him, "Well, why?" And Badiya says, "Well, when I was guarded by walls and by soldiers, I was fearful and suspicious and never at ease," which makes sense, right? If you're a king, you have all these like protections around him. But he says, "Now, when I'm alone in the wilderness, I'm relaxed, unruffled, and I live simply, and my heart is as free as a wild deer." I like this idea of wild deer. They're like beautiful. So then Badiya says, "That's why I'm saying, 'Oh, what happiness, what bliss.'" So it's not that he traded a full life for a thin life or, you know, something like that. Instead, he traded an over-armored life for a free one. From all these complications and all these things to do for with more simplicity, more ease. So simplicity isn't about like shrinking our life. It's about setting down what's extra. And we could say a big part of practice is just discovering what is extra. Sometimes it's obvious and sometimes it isn't. And this is part of why we do meditation practice, is for as the mind starts to quiet down, it's easier to notice what's extra. It's easier to notice all the spinning sometimes that the mind does. So practice isn't mostly about just adding more and more techniques, even though as Dharma teachers, we love to give you guys techniques, do this and do that. And partly that's how we keep ourselves in a job, I guess. But it can be just really simple. It can just be really simple. And I know for me, partly why I'm offering different things. One is just this recognition that not everybody's mind is the same, right? We're different. Of course we are. We have different life experiences. We have just different bodies and nervous systems, right? We're different. And maybe something that works at one stage in your practice, one season of your life, doesn't work at another. So this is part of one reason why Dharma teachers are always offering things. And let's be honest. I mean, the mind just likes to do this. It likes to just add on commentary and judgments and planning or rehearsing or rehashing. I like this expression, rehash, rehearse. You know, it's the past or the future, or maybe there's this way we have to feel like we want to make sure that people see us the right way. We want to come off as whatever we want, right? Each of us might have our different, but probably nice, good, capable, you know, these types of words, even though we might be making mistakes sometimes, even though we might have flares of anger sometimes that are not so nice. So the mind likes to add things on to make it complicated, but I'd like to say that the Dharma, if I can use just this vague word, the Dharma, the teachings of the Buddha, the practices that lead us to greater and greater ease and freedom, it's something different than making things more complicated. It's more about having less armor. And we could say, and more intimacy with experience, like actually being there instead of like having everything run through the mind and commentary added to it, but instead a way to have some openness and just to experience what there is to be experienced. So there's this way, maybe as an example of how the mind likes to complicate things. This happened to me quite some time ago, and maybe you've had a version of something like this. Coming to an organization not unlike this one and realizing, oh, there was a potluck and I forgot to bring anything. And then maybe there's this feeling like, oh no, what are people going to think if I didn't bring anything? Or maybe did I forget it? Maybe it might, is a little cognition slipping there. I'm getting older, so maybe I, you know, kind of forget these things. Or maybe I should seek therapy, or maybe I should go have a neurological exam, or maybe I should just leave right now so people don't see me. Right? There's all this stuff that the mind adds on to, just forgot to bring the casserole. It's pretty simple. But this whole stuff, this whole self and all this extra gets added on. So the invitation here is maybe the same facts. Maybe you showed up without forgetting what you were intended to bring and maybe even said that you were going to bring. And maybe you just feel the oops and feel that little sting of embarrassment. Maybe there's some twist in the chest. Maybe there's a little bit of heat in the face and like, oh, I forgot. And then join the potluck and make it simple, just like that. There's all this other stuff that we're adding on. Maybe you apologize if that's what's appropriate and what is needed. So there's this way in which the mind likes to make things complicated. And there's like endless ways in which we can do this, of course. But one way that maybe there's this support for complicating our lives is it's not just, you know, all of us. We've just kind of created a society that likes somehow there's this, often this badge of prestige if you're busy. It's like it's to show up like, oh, I, you know, I'm really busy. I have all this to do and you know, all this kind of stuff, kind of like showing, I don't know, that you're needed, that you're capable. So you do all these different projects, but there's a way in which we kind of make our lives not so simple. And maybe there's something for us to look at there, the way that we are accumulating projects or way that we're accumulating maybe different roles and maybe identities that go with it. I'm the one that can take care of this. I'm the one that knows how to do that or all these types of things. To be sure, it's good and appropriate and supportive to have projects and to do things. But there's a way in which we can take on things as a way to just be busy, as a way to maybe distract ourselves, as a way to prop up an identity that feels wobbly. And maybe we feel if we're busy, then we'll get some positive feedback, or we'll just be so endlessly distracted that that wobbliness or the maybe that identity that doesn't feel so good sometimes, the view we have of ourselves. So it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful to care about many things. It's beautiful to care about many people. I am not saying, like, you know, just discard all that. I'm just saying, can we be stewards of our attention? Take care of it. I'm not saying that we should just be lazy and not do anything, but just notice how sometimes our lives are a little bit extra complicated and bring in some of this suffering that's extra suffering, quote unquote, that's extra. So then I do want to say one thing here, because when we talk about simplicity, I don't want it to feel like, if we're simplifying, doesn't mean that we're like flattening reality into just these binaries, good, bad, simple, complicated, us, them. You know, that's one way in which people take shortcuts and try to simplify things, which is terrible. It's not helpful for us to just, slap these labels onto experience. We can, a simple heart maybe, or a heart simply can hold complicated things. Like, nuance is a part of care. Nuance is a part of, just being tuned in and actually being with experiences. Because there's this way in which these binaries, oh, we're the good guys, and those people over there, they're the bad guys, and there's a way in which it feels simple and clean and safe, like I'm here with the good guys and those people over there are the bad guys. But that just leads to, like a disconnection from reality, a disconnection from the fullness of our hearts and minds, to be dismissive of all kinds of things, all kinds of people. So nuance, I would say, like, it's a part of care. It's not confusion. It's not extra. So let's not take the simplicity part to this way in which we feel like we want to, just simplify all of life into binaries, which isn't helpful. So I'll say that if we are simplifying, it's not that we're withdrawing from life. With simplicity, maybe we could say there's a way in which we're trying to minimize the noise. We can hear the music. You know, have those noise-canceling headphones. Just a way so that there's less static and less noise and more music. And so simplicity is a way in which we can do this, and maybe less resistance or less story making and more direct experience. So you might be asking me, okay, Diana, this whole simplicity idea, I'd like to give it a try, but how do we do it? I talked about this a little bit in the guided meditation. Can we just be with our experience, the bodily experience, as best we can? And when we notice things are extra, sometimes an exhale can help. Can just like, oh yeah, put it down. And you might pick it up again, most likely will pick it up again. That's okay. Just exhale again. And then you'll pick it up. That's all right. Just exhale again. You'll see it'll run out of momentum. It's not something that just happens fast and, immediately. But what remains when we are putting down what's extra is, we might say, is some vividness or some brightness or some depth, or really probably what we're all looking for in life. Something that feels, real in some kind of way. So some places in our lives, in our daily lives, for us to look at for simplify, I'll just offer some. Each of us will have different ways to do this. Maybe I'll just say I spent a little time today straightening out this closet, which one that I had kind of like been, you know, shoving things in, close the door, you know, one of those things. And it's amazing how kind of like just working with physical objects and getting them all organized, it somehow brings some ease. It's funny how this, so that's one thing. Just our physical environment, it can help to simplify it in a way, in whatever way that makes sense for you. And our speech. Sometimes I find myself, and you guys probably have heard me, like I'm repeating things and saying them, and sometimes it's helpful and sometimes it's too much. But there's also times when I'm talking with people, sometimes I'm giving like a long preface. Well, you know that this is because of that and blah, blah, blah. And then finally I say what I want to say. But maybe it's helpful to just simplify our speech. Maybe not so many apologies and prefaces and follow-up and I don't know. Feel into, there's a way, and sometimes we're making our speech more complicated than it needs to be. And that's a way in which we're kind of like hiding what we're feeling, perhaps, or I don't know. And then, of course, I've referred to in this talk our obligations, the things that we say yes to. And for us to say yes to those things at which we can show up and offer presence and care, and to say no to those things in which we feel like we can't show up with presence and care. Because for some people, it's a habit to do, oh yeah, I can do that. Which is great and it's helpful, but also just for each of us to take care of ourselves too. And then maybe I'll say, the last thing I'll say here is that we can also offer simplicity in our identities, or maybe the roles that we pick up. And this could be related also to our obligations. But, you know, oh, I'm the one who takes care of that. And I'm the one who knows how to do this. And I'm the one who solved that problem. So whenever in the future that problem arises again, I can fix it. This is great and it's helpful. But maybe is there a way in which we loosen the story? We don't always have to be the one that fixes this, or I'm the one who doesn't know how to do that. Or, you know, maybe we can just have more flexibility around that, or some ideas that doesn't have to be that way. The roles that we take, the identities that we take. So coming back to Bhaddiya, our king turned monastic, his happiness wasn't in the wilderness, we would say. It's not necessarily because he left the palace as much as it was how he was living. It was unguarded, unruffled, simple. And we could say that kind of happiness, that kind of simpleness is available in a kitchen, in a meeting, in a commute. Or so many ways, in a meditation session. So we don't have to leave what version of a palace we live in. We don't have to move into a forest hut. But can we just have the willingness again and again and again to set down what's extra and to be with what's being experienced, what's here and real. So I'll stop there. And now I'd like to offer another opportunity for a discussion. I said a few things there. So I'll offer a few things in which you can discuss if you'd like. One is I suggest, well, some areas to simplify speech, obligations, and some of the identities or roles that we have. So one is, for you, what's an area of your life that feels like it could be simplified? not that you have to run out and do it. This just has value just to recognize, oh yeah, there's a little extra complication there. This isn't a must have and you're going to force yourself to do things. This is just a recognition. And there's a way just turning towards it, recognizing, yeah, it's a little bit complicated. And just allow yourself to feel the complication. That's all that's being asked here. You don't have to run out and make changes. Changes will happen when it's time for changes to be made. Or, I talked about how Badia was like over-armored. I'm pointing to my chest here because sometimes I feel like armoring happens here in the chest. And we could say simplifying is a way in which we have less armor. So what does that mean for you? Or does it? Does it mean anything for you? A simplicity is being less armored in some kind of way. So that might not make sense, but so maybe I'm offering these two things. An area of your life that maybe feels a little complicated. Two, what does over-armored feel like or do you recognize? And I'm kind of equating over-armored with not simple. So it's one way, but it's more like a experience rather than an activity. But maybe that's enough. Those are two different questions. So you can choose whichever one you want. And you can choose whether you want to be in the same groups or different groups. And we'll come back just a few minutes before 8 o'clock. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone. We just have a short time here. Would somebody like to offer something? How was that, this whole idea of simplicity? Did it feel like, yeah, we heard that before? Or did it feel like, maybe something for me to think about? Or maybe it was just nice to talk about it with others? Or I don't know. Does anybody have something they'd like to share? One word. How about, we'll keep it simple. How's this? Just one word.
One thing we talked about is a balance between your needs and someone else's needs, you know, like a dance.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Great. Balance. Great word. Anybody else want to?
There's different types of extra, emotional, intellectual, physical. So it was really cool to just kind of talk through and see that variety.
Nice. Thank you. And I think just here. Different types of extra.
One of the things that I was thinking about at the end is that you can have something that's simple on one level, but that means that it's complex on another level. Mm. And that reminded me, once upon a time, we had a Dharma Friends event on simplicity. And I realized after hearing people talk that, you know, a new mother, simplicity would mean, you know, buying all sorts of things that are packaged in plastic or whatever, but anything that tries to get some sanity in the life and simplifies all the other things. Where there are other people in other phases of life that, oh no, we were trying to get natural and recycle and, you know, make your own foods or whatever. Both of those could be defined as simplicity, but they're totally different.
Yeah, very
nice.
So
we really have to think through what is it for us in where we are.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying this. It doesn't universally look the same.
Is it? Okay.
Is somebody else on this half over here? Is there a word that wants to, or a few words that want to be said? Relief. Very nice. Putting down what's extra can feel like, ah, what a relief. Nice. Fantastic. So thank you all. Thank you all. I wish you a wonderful rest of the evening and safe travels home, and may it be simple on your way home without too much extra. Thank you. Bye.